Hi, this is a dictation for Vicky Foster, V-I-C-K-Y-F-O-S-T-E-R. Date of birth is 11-1968, date of accident 12-7-2022, date of service is... This is a physical examination that was left out of the dictation number 0306-002 and 0305-023. I believe our physical examination should be a part of this 0305-023. Kindly check it. If there is a physical exam dictated, please continue from there. Otherwise, I'm redictating the physical exam. Name of the patient is Vicky Foster, and only strictly physical examination. It goes as follows. Blood pressure is the vital signs. Blood pressure is 141/103. Pulse is 83. Pulse ox is 99. Height 5'4". Weight is 140. The general review is as follows. Vicky Foster is being seen today. She is a female patient, African American, 55-year-old, who is well built and alert oriented, cooperative, conscious, and is sitting comfortably, and is does not appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. She does not appear anxious or lethargic. She has a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk reasonably well without any, she is able to walk without any adaptive devices, although the walk is antalgic and painful. She does have an injury to the knee. The rest of the exam will come from the template, including the neurological examination and musculature examination. She has a poor tolerance for prolonged standing or prolonged walking. And basically, she has an issue in joint pain in the knee and causing the difficulty in walking. And they get worse the more she walks. She is using knee braces to walk with. Musculature examination. There is a generalized muscle spasm in the area of the neck and the mid-back, lower back. Occupying from C1 to L5 paraspinal region with a muscle spasm and tenderness and stiffness as well as hypertonicity. No issue in the trapezius muscle or caudatus lumborum muscles or other cervical capitis muscles. Musculoskeletal examination reveals the following. Inspection and palpation is normal from the template. Spine tenderness is present in L4-5 spine and bilateral sacral iliac joint, mild tenderness. Paravertebral muscle spasm is present from C1 to L5 bilaterally. Minimal tenderness and 1 plus hypertonicity. Range of motion of the cervical spine is normal at forward flexion 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, and bilateral rotation is 80. The lumbar spine range of motions are as follows. Forward flexion is 30, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion 15, and bilateral rotation is 25. The hyperextension was painful. The maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain are as follows. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign was found negative. Sterling sign is negative. And Lerma test is negative, destruction test is negative, and Soto Hall test is negative. In thoracic spine, Roos test negative, Lusselum test was negative, and in the lumbar spine, Brudzinski-Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 30 degrees bilaterally, along with contralateral leg raise test or cross leg test is positive bilaterally. Breger test is positive, and Kemp test is positive. Babinski sign was negative. Sacroiliac joint, mild tenderness is noticed bilaterally in the sacroiliac joints. with the standing flexion test, ilia compression test, and distraction test being negative. However, the Faber test is positive bilaterally and consonant test is positive bilaterally. Trendelenburg sign is negative. The examination of the extremities, the patient notes down no injury or damage to the shoulder joints. Only in the knee joint there is a tenderness and pain, and that examination will be dictated separately. The extremities are warm to touch and well perfused with no tenderness, pedal edema, contusion, laceration, or muscle spasm. No varicose vein noticed. Quick test is negative. Range of motion of all joints is normal. No leg length discrepancy is noticed. The gait is antalgic with tenderness in both the knees. The patient is not using a cane or adapter device. The examination of the both the knee joints is as follows. The range of motion of the knee is as follows. The left knee range of motion, flexion in the right knee is 115, in the left knee 115. Flexion is right knee is limited to half of what is normal, and so is the extension. So the knees were examined, and we find that there are no scars, erythema, or effusion. And on palpation, there is a peripatal or tenderness with swelling. However, the knees don't feel hot or cold. No crepitus, grinding noise, or popping noise is heard. And range of motion is limited to 50% of normal. Collateral ligaments are slightly tender. Motor power 4/5. Valgus varus abnormality was not present. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer is negative. McMurray Steinman is negative. Patellar apprehension test was positive. And that will be the end of the physical examination. Thank you.